Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. As we're giving people pardons.
Well, we can. I don't know if we're
qualified.
Sure, let's go with that.
If Trump is, we are.
Hey, Josh, what have you done? Who done it? What have you done?
Look, I've just left the house this morning, and there's two other people living at home that aren't actually out of bed yet. And I've just left them with no dunny paper left.
Oh, man.
You're a jerk.
Did you have an opportunity to leave them with some, or did you just go, stuff it, I need it, I'm going to get in there?
Look, it was an urgent matter, you know, like I needed that.
You've got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Out the door, off to work, and I'm sure I'll hear from them shortly. So
I think
I'm definitely going to need a pardon for that one.
Yes, you are.
For sure. Definitely no time to sort of go to the local store and whip some back before work. No.
No
tissue boxes
anyway.
Lying nothing around the house. No tissues you could have left in there as a courtesy.
I hope so.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, well, you're feeling guilty for your sins. There's at least that. Are you going to give them some sort of pre-warning before they sort of find themselves sitting on the bowl and in a situation?
Look, honestly, it's probably already too late.
Oh, no. Oh, you won't be welcome home, man.
No, I'm going to be locked out for sure.
God, what do you think, Maz?
Well, I think that you do deserve a pardon because you have been honest.
Okay.
And you're going to have some cranky people in your home when you get back, and that'll learn you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'm going to need it.
Man. Advice from me, Josh, just start a new family, man. Leave those ones behind because there's no point going home today, buddy. No point.
Oh, legends.
As the brand segment would like to kick off here this morning. The little wings, they always hang around. One of the great duties in life is celebrating life's little wins. What's it all about?
You know when this happens.
Yeah.
Something happens in your life and you go, yes, that's so awesome. But it's not mind-blowing or groundbreaking or life-changing. It's just really awesome when it happens in the moment.
It's a bloody great feeling is what it is.
A little win.
And I had one happen to me, and as it happened, I was like, oh, this is the first for me. In 34 years, this is the first time it's happened to me, and I absolutely loved it. So on my flight home from Perth to Brisbane, we're coming back from holidays.
From your holiday, yeah.
Get on the plane, and the plane's pretty empty. I mean, it's pretty sad because COVID times, warranted.
No one's flying
at the moment. But you know what that meant for me in life's little wins? A whole row to myself, baby. The little wins, the little wins. A whole row to myself.
That is cool because you're a rather large human, as in tall.
Okay.
You are.
Good save.
I meant tall.
Yeah.
So you on a plane, I can imagine it's not very comfortable. Whereas I'm a tiny human. So I'm, you know what? Give me an economy class seat and I am happy because I can curl up in a ball and fall asleep on a flight. I know that really annoys you.
Well, you know what annoys me about that?
You've got long levers.
Do you lean on Glenn on a flight?
Oh, yeah. I'm usually like head on his lap.
For the guy that's taller, that's annoying because Jamie does that to me and it's like, one, I'm already crammed in. Two, you're
then
small.
Then you've got a person on you.
And then you're also leaning on top of me as well.
No personal space.
I've got nothing going on.
I mean, how are you supposed to sip your Chardonnay with somebody leaning on you?
But it did feel like first class for me. When you have a whole row, you can lay down.
Did you lie down? Just stretch it all out there
spacing
and air
stuff.
It out?
I was putting my jumper on the third seat. I was putting my drink on the second. I was laser. It was unbelievable.
Awesome.
I said to Jamie, I could fly economy all over the world if I had a row to myself. Would it be cheaper to buy three economy seats than it would first class?
Yes.
Or would it be about the same?
I think it would be cheaper to do three economy seats than it would business class.
Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll do that.
The thing, though, you're not getting the perks of business. You're just getting a couple of extra seats.
But you know what you are getting? You're getting that thing where you can look around at other people in economy and going, ha, sucked in, guys. I've got three seats here. You can't really do that from business because you're with other business type people.
I don't know if the airline would let you do it.
It's all money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess, look, I don't know.
I mean, let's be honest, never going to actually book three seats just so I can have it. But I had that little win. It was a great moment for me. Okay. And I'd love to hear some more. Can it be topped?
13-10-60. It's the little wins in life. It's like that rock star park out the front of the shop that you want to get, you know? And you can't plan that. It's just a matter of beautiful life timing that you have no control over. And you get the rock star park and you're like, yes!
Or finding $20 in your back pocket, you know, 3 months later and you're like, oh, surely it's happened to you recently.
What is cash?
Producer Matt, you went to the computer there as we were talking about the flight situation. Were you looking up how much it might cost? Were you looking at a Google on that?
Nope.
Oh, what were you doing?
Oh, personal.
No. Facebook. I wasn't looking at anything.
Messenger.
I was just staring at the computer.
Just staring at the computer.
That's what Matt gets paid to do.
That's a little win.
That is a little win right there.
If you can do that when you're supposed to be producing a radio show, just stare into the distance and have a micro sleep, that's a little win, surely.
Gaundy and Maz.
The little wins, they always hang around.
Those little wins in life where something happens, like when your partner throws you a grape and you catch it between your thumb and your pointer finger.
Can't say that's ever happened to me, but I do like it.
But if it did happen, wouldn't you go, yes, did everyone see that? That was amazing. And it hasn't changed my life, but damn, it's a good moment.
They're often the moments, unfortunately, not caught on camera. Like, I would love to see that moment.
It's true.
But it happens naturally, you know, it just comes out of nowhere and then you go, wow.
You cannot plan a little win.
No, that is true.
That is why it's a little win.
131060 is our number. Sherry from the Central Coast has called the show. Morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, babe. Tell us about your little win.
So it was a few years back now. I was only young, 20, and I was coming back from New York, back to Australia, and I got upgraded to business class.
That's a big win.
That's a big win, That's a massive
win. That's epic.
That's huge.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
It was only the flight from New York to Dubai. From Dubai to Australia, we were put back down in economy.
Did you misbehave? They upgraded you to business class and then they're like, actually, we're downgrading you back to economy.
It was just for one of the flights.
That's cool, though.
How long is that flight? What's the length?
I think if I remember, it was about 9 hours.
Pretty decent.
Oh, that's good.
That's enough time to do some damage in there.
Or sleep.
We were like kids in a candy shop. We were trying to be mature about it, you know, because everybody else.
What's in there?
Older.
What do you get? I've got to know. I've not done it overseas.
Well, your whole, like, seat goes down into a bed. Then you get your mattress. And then when you get on the plane, they actually address you by your name, which is really nice.
What a luxury.
They
give you, like, champagne and things like that on arrival. It was a morning flight as well, but I didn't care. I was like, I'm drinking.
Sherry.
Nothing hurts more than that. Than
the fact
after
that your name's Sherry is hilarious.
Just worse, doesn't it?
Just.
And then you have to go back to economy after that. Straight
it's hard
after
to go
that.
Back.
That's what hurts.
It's hard.
I have like a reverse little win. So I had a flight.
A little loss?
Yeah, I had a flight. It's a reverse one.
This and is going to confuse everyone.
It is, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
Yeah, sure.
My seat number was A2.
A2
on the flight. I look
Not
it up.
Not 2A.
It's the front row. It's the very front row, but it
Wouldn't
wasn't a plane. It was not a plane that had business class on it.
Oh, so a little plane.
A smaller plane. And so I've seen the flight and I hate sitting in the middle and it was at the front in the middle. And so I'm thinking I've got nothing to rest on. So I change it to the back of the flight.
Near the toilets.
Near the toilets. I know. Rookie error.
Yeah.
Then we get a pager saying they've had to upgrade the plane size. I walk onto the plane 2A. Business.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have put you in business.
No,
they just would have put you at the front of
the
economy.
They would have,
queue.
They said.
Oh, well.
And I sat back by the toilet and I stewed on it the entire flight.
I bet you did.
Sitting there
that
listening
sucks.
To the toilet flush. And you've got everyone lining up going to the toilet at the back. It is the
That's
worst.
That's a bummer.
Let's go to Vanessa on the Central Coast, 131060, with your little win this morning. Hi, Vanessa.
Morning, Gaundy. Morning, Maz.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. It's so good to have you back.
Oh, it's
online.
Just great to be back.
Voice.
It's great to talk to you, Vanessa. What's your little win?
Little win would have been probably a free ticket on a scratchy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Free ticket.
Because you get your scratchy and then you scratch and you've won something and it's another ticket.
Ah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I was wanting to win $10,000 because I really needed a new car at the time.
Yes.
And
then did you win that?
I won a free ticket.
Yeah.
So,
but did you win anything on the free ticket?
Another free ticket.
No way.
Okay.
Hang on. And then on the third one, what happened then?
Nothing.
Don't think I want anything, Gordon.
That's how they get you. They lure you in with a free ticket twice.
That is how the gambling addiction begins.
And then slap you in the face with nothing.
The MTV Files.
Hey. Been wanting to do this for a while.
Let's crack open the MTV Files, which is the back catalogue of my greatest moments when I was a VJ on MTV.
Coolest job in the world, I'm not going to lie.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. It was the coolest job in the world.
As far as media goes, everyone wanted to do that job.
Now, not so much.
It's dead.
But for the time, 2004
yes.
to 2010, I was on air at MTV. And I thought MTV Files, like, what? I mean, like, give me a celebrity and I can tell you a story. But just to weave it into what's happening in the world today, I thought I would tell a story from the MTV Files so you know what happens before somebody takes the stage and does an incredible performance that the whole world watches, like Lady Gaga. World's watching her today, right?
This is from today, the inauguration.
She does the national anthem at the inauguration, but what happens before she gets on stage in that crazy outfit with that big brooch that everyone says is from the Hunger Games? I've been in a situation where I was with an artist in the hours leading up to a really big performance. So take your minds back to Australian Idol Grand Final at the Sydney Opera House where Stan Walker won that year of Idol.
Huge.
And I was lucky enough to be hanging out with Michael Bublé around that time.
Trying to cast my mind back. So he performed on the show, did he?
He performed on Idol and he was there for the announcement.
Was he big at that stage?
Huge.
Or was he up and coming?
Huge.
Or where
like
did we
he was
with...
peak yeah, big. Okay. Bublé. This was peak. Aussie Idol are only getting the biggest stars on the planet to perform at the grand final.
Yeah.
It's at the Sydney Opera House. So we were in this hotel room and what's really funny is he was doing his vocal warm-ups and stuff, which is what an artist would do on the way to a performance like a big one. And he was stressing out about whether to wear a grey tie or a black bow tie to the point where he was like, guys, and there were about four of us in the room, including his girlfriend, Louisa. I'll get to her in a minute. But he was like, I just don't know whether to wear the bow tie or the grey tie. And I'm like, at the end of the day, in my head, I'm thinking, does it matter? You're Michael Bublé. Is anyone going to care? He ended up wearing the bow tie for one performance and then the actual tie for the announcement.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
I guess, is it a distraction from what he's about to do? So you focus in on something sort of minor.
I think.
Because everything else is kind of big, right?
That potentially. Yeah. And also, and I think this might explain Lady Gaga's outfit choice. You want to feel like you're nailing it. Like you want to be 100% confident in what you're wearing.
Look
because
good,
you know
feel good.
The whole world is going to be watching you. And so I think for him, he was like, I need to have the right neck accessory on in order to do my job well. The best bit about this story is that just prior to jumping in the cars that drove us around to the Opera House where we got out backstage and he jumped on stage and did his song. His girlfriend, Louisa, now they're now married and they have kids, and but this was just when they had started dating. She's this Argentinian model, so she didn't speak a lot of English at the time. And the reason that Michael Bublé had to ask for my opinion on his neck attire was because she was literally on his phone playing Buck Hunter the entire time that he was doing his vocal warm-ups. He was stressing out about the thing. He was like, Louisa, we've got to get in the car. And she's on the phone just not caring at all about what he had to do. And I think that is maybe why their relationship works, because she wasn't buying into it.
Yeah, playing
it
cool.
She was just like, whatever, man. And she was really good at Buck Hunter, by the way. She must have played it a lot.
That's good to know. Bublé, nice guy, bit
One
difficult.
Of the nicest. Funniest humans I've ever had the pleasure of hanging
Love
out
that.
With. He is just a real, he's Canadian, he's laid back, he's really funny, he loves his ice hockey, he's just a good dude.
All right, the MTV Files. This is great stuff, Maz. We're going to get some behind the scenes on some of these people.
Thanks.
So next time, just in the whole Australian Idol theme, do you happen to have any sort of like inside goss on Lee Harding by any chance? Just for, you know, like before he did like a big wasabi performance or anything, maybe something to think about for next time.
He was stressing out about what piece of metal he should put through his body.
If you've got that next time, we'll take that. That'll be great.
Gaundy and Maz.
Hey, Gaundy, what are you grateful for?
My brand new iron I bought yesterday. I'm a changed man.
What?
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
news
yeah.
to me.
Yes, yes.
What do you mean?
I've got to talk to you about it. I've been rocking this terrible old, very cheap iron for a very long time.
Like a retro vintage iron?
No, no, like just, you know when you buy an iron in your sort of 20s and you just go down, you just buy any old iron, you just get the cheapest one you can find, right?
I've got a confession.
And then as you get a little bit older, you realise they suck and you need a really good one in your life. So I went down to Harvey's.
Yeah.
And I splashed out and it has changed my life. You look at this shirt.
It does look very
does it look
crisp?
Crisp.
It does look super crisp.
I find ironing very therapeutic. I don't know what it is about it.
Wow.
I love it.
I just learned something about you.
Yeah, so that was the highlight of my day yesterday. 2021 is off to a great start for me.
That is amazing. So here's my confession.
Yes.
I've never owned an iron.
Never?
Never.
So not recently, just never.
I hate ironing. The thought of it. Hate it.
Oh, it's so therapeutic, Compton. You just sit there and just think, getting the creases out feels good.
See, I'm a vacuumer.
Okay.
That's my therapy.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But I've never owned an iron and I only ever buy clothes that don't need ironing. That's what I've always done from, like, as a young adult. I was like, I'm just going to buy stuff that worst case scenario, if, like, I was, say, away on an MTV thing and I had, like, a dress I needed to wear and it needed an iron, what you do is you just spray the dress with a little bit of water,
yep.
Hang it next to the dryer and put the dryer on, and then the warmth of the laundry room
I've done that.
Just straightens it out for you.
Yeah, I've been
so
there,
I've
done
never
that.
Invested in an iron.
I thought you were going to say in your MTV days you just rang a little bell and someone came out and ironed it for you.
My stylist Imogen was unfortunately unable to travel to every destination with us.
Let me ask producer Matt. Producer Matt, do you love ironing? Because you're a very sort of...
I iron everything.
He's, yeah, he's that
really?
Kind of guy too. I reckon it's a guy thing.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a guy thing because I feel like most of my girlfriends, my mother included, who's one of my best friends, hate doing the ironing.
Jamie's the
like,
same. She's a steamer. She's got one of those steamer things where you just sort of...
Steam's awesome.
Yeah, they are great.
I don't have one.
They don't crisp up your shirt. Would you agree, Matt?
I've used a steamer.
Yeah.
You'll steam burn yourself.
Yeah.
They
well, if you unco, yes.
You sit them on the thing.
Unco.
They're just not
I've heard that word in
they're
ages.
Not. Courtney won't do it, my partner. She'll use a hairdryer if she has
to. Hairdryer's another good option.
To iron something?
Yep.
I don't have one.
Or you could use a GHD, like a flat iron
really?
On clothing. That does work.
Girls are doing that are they?
That can get... That's something that you'd see on TikTok and then it ends in disaster. That's one of those... Like,
yes.
It's not... An iron for your hair is definitely not meant to be used on clothes, but people just do it when you're desperate.
I've seen that.
It's okay.
I've seen that in hotel rooms when someone doesn't have an iron, they might use one of those. What do you love about ironing, can I ask? Because I'm interested in
is
the psyche.
The therapy side of it for you?
I love
more
it, man.
So I do put a movie on or a TV show I like and do it, but it's not so much the act of it as more so the result.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
not
getting
the
creases
me.
Out.
You're achieving,
it's the
right?
the destination of the crisp shirt.
And talk to me, what kind of iron have you got, man? Because I got this Philips one yesterday. It's unbelievable. I could do a whole segment on Iron Chat.
We are. We're literally doing one right now.
What are you rocking?
I think it might be a Philips. I'm not sure on this one. I didn't buy this one. It's Quartz one.
Oh, mate.
Can I ask?
My life has changed with a brand new one. I'm just putting that out there right now.
Can I ask a personal question?
And I feel free.
Feel like, yeah, it would be wrong of me to not ask this.
It's an open space in the ironing room.
Of the both of you.
Yes.
Do you do your ironing with just undies on? Like, are you pantsless as you iron?
Good question, Matt.
Now, that's something people who don't iron do because they have to iron it every time they need
yeah,
the clothes.
That's right. I'd agree with Matt on that. I do that if I'm going out and it's the shirt I'm wearing that night. But if I'm prepping for the next day, I'll just be wearing the clothes I've already had on. You know what I mean?
You've got pants on.
Yeah, generally.
Why I just think that most people iron without pants. I don't know. It's just a thing.
Did you just picture Matt and I just sort of getting ready?
No.
It's a sexy image. I don't deny that.
Are blokes who iron sexy? Can I ask that question? I reckon ladies would agree.
I think you're right. I do think that it's a good little quality.
Love it.
It is a really, seeing a man do that kind of work around the house, that's a good one, guys.
Might put it on the socials today.
Yeah.
Later today.
Put it on the socials.
Yeah, love that. All right.
Mm. Do you know what's going to happen now?
What's that?
Now that we've said this and blokes know that women think that men who iron sexy, people are going to stop signing up to be firemen and they're going to start ironing the bejesus out of their shirts and putting that on socials.
Sales of new irons just went through the roof.
There's going to be a Tinder calendar out 2021.
And it's
just dudes and ironing boards.
Oh, don't throw that out there, Maz, because that will become a radio idea that then I have to go and do half nude. And I've done enough half nude stuff for this show.
You
thank you very much.
You put the iron, Gordy.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au. Trump out, Joe Biden in.
It is a history-making day as President-elect Joe Biden takes office. He's the oldest ever president to be elected.
He sounds like it when he speaks, if I'm honest.
I was just
a little bit flat.
The telly's on and he's doing one of his official duties. He's laying a wreath at the tomb of the unnamed soldier and he walks very slow and I was like, is he taking his time or is he just old?
Poor bloke. He's had a few cracks out of it, hasn't he? He's taken a while.
He has spent his entire 73 years getting to this moment. Yep. So good on him. It's a big day.
Wouldn't it be ironic if he carked it like tomorrow? Just of natural causes. I mean, we don't want that to happen. Let's have a listen to some of his speech. I'm not putting that out there. I'm just saying, after all that work, I take that back. Let's have a listen to some of his speech.
But the answer is not to turn inward, to retreat into competing factions, distrusting those who don't look like you, or worship the way you do, or don't get their news from the same sources you do. We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue.
It's a positive day. We like it.
It is a positive day. And Channel 9's Amelia Adams, who is still in Washington, D.C., joins us this morning. Hi, Amelia.
Yes, good morning to you.
Is the vibe, there's no fanfare because they, you know, millions of people couldn't turn out for the inauguration, but has there been a shift in the vibe where you are?
Look, there has. I mean, you know, it's been quite tense and quite turbulent, obviously, with all of the security concerns and preparations and troops on the street. And then you've got the coronavirus restrictions. So as you said, no people, which is a bit strange at a presidential inauguration. No crowd, no vibe. So with those two things combined, you know, it's made for a very unconventional day, but it's still been a celebration. And, you know, they had Lady Gaga sang the national anthem. We had J-Lo up on stage. Some really quite emotional moments when Kamala Harris was sworn in as the first woman and first woman of color to become vice president. And then, of course, Joe Biden's big moment. And, you know, you alluded to it just then. He is 78 years old. He is the oldest U.S. president, and he has very much been working towards this his whole life. In fact, he's had a, you know, 50-year career as a politician. He's run for president three times. He's been vice president twice. So you've got to give it to him. He is a man of persistence and resilience.
Yes.
And
what a great story.
Yes,
that's what I love about it.
Never give up.
That's it.
Because you never know when it might happen.
Amelia, can I ask?
And look, that was...
Oh, so I wanted to just ask, like, he's been sworn in. What is his first official duty as president? Like, what does he sign off on a bunch of stuff now?
He's done it. He literally went almost straight from the stage through to his document signing. Some of that was cabinet nominees. But he has signed his first executive order as president, and that is to mandate face masks for all Americans on federal property. So that's just sort of really him, you know, setting the tone for his administration's agenda, which we know is tackling the pandemic. That's always been top priority, and that's, you know, been evident in all of the logistics and the organising and the virtual celebrations and them telling everyone to stay home today. So he's already begun, and we know as well that by the end of the day, he intends to reverse quite a few of Donald Trump's administration's policy.
Sure.
He's got a big job to do. And so where is Trump?
Florida.
Well, he's skipped down quite early. He had a little farewell at Joint Base Andrews, and he actually played his rally music and he made a few remarks. I think my favourite of Mitch was when he said, have a good life, and then he flew to Florida. So
yeah.
He's probably headed for the golf course.
He checked out. So has he got, I feel like he's got a big property in Florida, like one of his big hotels there. And the footage that I saw on the TV earlier is there are a lot of his fans.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, she's got to go.
I've got to run. We're in our rolling coverage. But lovely to chat to you.
Thanks, Amelia.
Amelia, you're awesome.
Have a great one.
Crazy.
See ya. Doing it for us on Channel 9 this morning
as
well.
She's a busy woman. I mean, it's a big day.
Oh, of course.
It's a totally huge
day. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Trump, he's in Florida. Mm. And as he sort of landed and drove out of, like, I guess the private airport there, thousands of his fans lining the streets, waving flags, cheering him on.
He's got a big supporter base.
He does. Yeah, he really does. Still there. I mean, there was a, even though Biden is the new sitting president, a lot of people still voted for Trump. It was a pretty close race at the end of the day. So he does still have a lot of support. And I think that that support will continue. I just hope that it doesn't continue to divide the nation.
And do you think he'll make a return? Because he can come back in four
He's
years, right?
He's talked about running again in 2024.
Who
we'll
knows?
See. Who knows?
I tell you what, the countdown is on to the New Radicals performing. I tell you that.
Yes.
They're one-hit wonder. You get what you give.
That's happening.
Yeah.
They haven't played together in 22 years.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It's like, this is a history-making day, team.
I think it happens in the next half an hour or so. Hey, on the show yesterday and now today, we've been giving people pardons on 13 10 60.
Trump got to do it before he left office. He pardoned a whole lot of people, not the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, who was expecting one.
You ready? Gordy and Maz, the hit, break the show.